So, hi, Alex. How are you going?
Yeah, I'm well. I'm just here at my kitchen table. Glad to be having a chat with RTR FM again.
Thank you so much for making the time. So we're here to talk about the upcoming Sleek Makes Waves tour, which is a special celebration of the 10th anniversary of your debut album, Love of Cartography. So what's been so significant about this album to have a big celebration for it?
I think it was a really important record because it coincided with the band transforming from a, I suppose, fairly local Australian concern into something that was present to the world and part of the international post-rock scene. So I think it's a bit of a watershed moment for us as a band. I also think for us, and I think for a lot of the fans, it's still a contender for the best thing we've done. So I think on that basis, it seems like it merits, some kind of commemoration, and everyone's doing all of these album in full kinds of shows, and we want to be cool too. So, that's what we're doing.
So can you tell us how long have Sleek Makes Waves been a band?
We sort of started back in Christmas of 2006. We've been through a few lineup changes since then. I'm technically the only original member of the band, but I think there was kind of a phase one of Sleek Makes Waves that kind of existed from about 2006 to 2010 or so. And then between sort of 2010 to 2012, we kind of changed half of the lineup. People just moved on to do other things with their lives. And since then, that's kind of been the era of the second half of the band's career, the way I kind of look at it. Not half in the sort of like actual sense of how you measure years, but I suppose in sort of the approach of the band. So we've been around for a fairly long time at this point, which, is very pleasant and a nice thing. I never expected that, I would be here at like close to 20 years, talking with you about a record we're doing a 10-year commemoration of. So it's a really nice thing for me personally.
So what would you say have been like the highlights for you of being in this band?
Oh, I mean, yeah, that's a tricky question. There's been a lot of cool stuff that we've done. I think the time in life that Love of Cartography was for me sort of kicking off around 2012 and then, continuing through to probably about 2018 or so, that period of time was a time when Sleek Makes Waves was in a position where I could basically devote the majority of my attention as a person to just being in Sleek Makes Waves and being all about that. And that was a really special and cool thing that I got to do. So I think overall, it's, there are cool things that we've done individually. I could name shows and kind of like certain things we've been nominated for that are special, but I think the thing that really sticks with me was the opportunity to really devote life to music for a while, and the fact that Sleek Makes Waves gave me that opportunity, which is something that a lot of people who really care about music and are really great at it never really get the opportunity to do. It's a the market doesn't necessarily reward people equitably and fairly for that. So I feel very grateful and lucky that I've had some of my life to be able to do that.
So Sleek Makes Waves will be playing in Perth next Wednesday, the 2nd of October at Magnet House. You're planning on playing Love of Cartography from start to finish. So what can people expect from the show?
I think it's a really good set list because it's a good album. You know, that's one of the nice things about playing a record that is a good record where all of the songs fit together and flow nicely, is that it's a very good set of great Sleep Makes Waves material. And I think it was, in terms of our approach to playing live, the stuff on Love of Cartography is generally very energetic and optimistic, so we kind of lock into a certain kind of energy there. And it was also when we were kind of figuring out that we were a very competent live band and we could feel, you know, confident on the stage. But it was before we kind of went off on some of our more intricate progressive rock tangents. So it's also a record that's relatively easy to just dig into live and give a lot of energy to, because there's not so much concern about hitting the notes, you know, or not making mistakes. So, yeah, I think it'll be a really great show on that level. And I think emotionally for us and for anyone who's really enjoyed that record, coming out to see it should hopefully be a happy and meaningful time.
Do you think that 10 years later, playing these songs, the feel and energy, because you guys probably been rehearsing them a lot, would be different from like playing that 10 years ago? Like,
yeah, I think that's true. I think that there's like, the older I get, I'm going to turn 38 tomorrow, so it's actually like timely to sort of like talk about it, marking it with a you know, interview just before a birthday and asking about this kind of stuff. It's definitely true. I think the kind of intense hunger that we felt around that time is probably not there anymore. And that kind of, when you say it that way, it sounds kind of bad. And I suppose in a certain sense, you do lose something when you don't have that real intense need to prove yourself that people, and certainly myself and my bandmates, had at that age. I think a lot of Love of Cartography was about taking an opportunity, which was getting some attention in the music industry, getting the opportunity to work with Nick DeDia, you know, an incredible music producer and sort of a mentor now to all of us, and definitely through that period. It was about taking opportunities and really trying to prove that we were worth it and that we could do some really fantastic stuff. And I think that emotional intensity around needing to prove stuff isn't there anymore. I think there's probably just more relaxed confidence that we know this material really well. It's in our bones. And we still have enough energy and strength in those bones to put on a, you know, reasonably physical kind of show that's in line with the kind of thing that we would do back in the day. So, yeah, I think it's more just about living up to the standard of the music and doing justice to the songs, rather than necessarily about having to climb an Everest, if you will.
Maybe it's like relaxing into the music and letting it flow through you. And that can be like a really beautiful thing.
Yeah. And there's certainly like some particular songs on this record that actually allow you to do that as well. You know, we would, when we picked songs from this record for set lists before, we'd pick all of the loud, intense ones. But, you know, one that comes to mind is one that we haven't sort of really dug into particularly before, but has been really nice to play in a couple of dates earlier this year when we did Cartography in full overseas, was playing the final song, Your Time Will Come Again. And it has this sort of really lush, open, slow-paced bit at the beginning that just goes on for sort of several minutes before, you know, finally the typical post-rock climax. But sort of coming back to that, You know, that was probably really emblematic of what I was speaking about in terms of feeling relaxed. You know, coming back to that song that we haven't really played that much, one that I really like from the record, but we never really put it in the mix live in previous touring, and kind of rediscovering, in the sense it feels really familiar, like, oh yeah, I remember what writing this was like, and I still really like this song. But being able to kind of view it just as a really nice, awesome piece of music that we can, you know, feel various different kinds of emotions as we make it happen on the stage.
What other standout tracks from the album that you've played live that have you felt have been gone really well with the crowd and you guys?
I think The Stars of Stigmata is one, you know, in terms of heavier kind of stuff, that's been a real stand-in on sets for a long time. And people also really like Great Northern and something like Avalanches, because they were sort of singles that did pretty well. And they're good tracks, have, you know, a lot of cool moments. And I think Traced in Constellations is probably in there as well. One that I really enjoy playing a lot is I love sort of Emergent, because I'm, you know, probably the resident prog dork in the band. So I really like, you know, I'm often a fan of the tracks where there's an opportunity for me as the performer to go on a bit of a journey myself. There are some tracks that we've written that are really good on the record when they're short, but I play them and I'm like, oh, it's over now. I was just beginning to enjoy that. So I think I tend to enjoy the kind of sense of immersion as a performer that I can get in something that's a bit longer.
So I'm very excited about the support bands you've got for these shows. Can you please tell us who is supporting Sleep Makes Waves?
Yeah, so main support is Rollo Tomasi, and I guess, like, they're a heavy band. I think they touch on lots and lots of different aspects of heavy music, sort of ranging from hardcore to black metal and, like, a lot of other stuff in between. And we're absolutely thrilled to have them come out from mainly the UK to play with us. We wanted to have them come and play shows with us in Australia back around the time of the COVID-19 pandemic, and for obvious reasons that didn't pan out. So it just feels really good that after, you know, all this time, we get to have, you know, an incredible band like them come and do all of these shows with us. And then on top of Rollo Tomasi, we've got Lite, L-I-T-E, from Japan, who are just a really, really incredible math rock band. And I don't think they're as well known in Australia as they are in other parts of the world, like Europe and Asia, but they really should be well known. I saw them perform at a festival we did in Spain, and that was how I got to know them. And they are just a really, really interesting, unique take on math rock. They're all amazing musicians, but as a bass player, the bass playing particularly stands out to me as really exceptional. So it's an awesome lineup. One thing we've been trying to do as a band is, as I said before, we've been around for close to 20 years. A lot of people have seen a lot of Sleep Makes Waves shows. So I want to try and give people something new and interesting each time. And seeing as we have a reasonably decent profile in Australia, there's you know, it's a bit more work doing those deals via our management and stuff like that to get great artists out here is something that we're really proud of, and really hope that people who come to the shows enjoy it as much as we do.
And these are the first time that Lite is playing Australia, and Rollo Tomasi, that their first time in Australia as well?
No, I think Rollo have been a couple of times. Yep. I think they've, yeah, but I think they've probably, I don't know if the touring they've done here is maybe as extensive as what we're able to do with them, you know, hitting all the capital cities. And yeah, definitely for Light, it's the first time as well. Yeah, I know that they haven't been out to Australia. So yeah, it's a great lineup. And if anyone's on the fence because they've seen us a bunch of times, fair enough. But you know, you probably haven't seen these other bands, so come and check them out.
I mean, it's like, you know, having all these amazing international acts who would never probably have the opportunity to come to Perth to tour specifically, and to have like an amazing lineup of all three great bands is a great night out to expose to new music, new dynamics. Funnily enough, I saw Light probably in 2014 when I was in Japan in Fukuoka. So I've seen them before, and I actually was traveling around Japan. I found out they were playing. I had to like change my travel plans to get to the city, and they were like amazing. It was like such a highlight, and they blew me away. And so I would definitely recommend getting down there early to see Light, because they're just so amazing live.
Yeah, 100% second that, Eileen. Yep.
It's really special you guys are coming to Perth, bring all this amazing bands together. And so we'll see you next Wednesday on the 2nd of October. Thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, you sure will. And thanks for all the support that RTR FM has given us over the close to two decades that we've been doing this. You guys are amazing. And we wouldn't be able to do what we do in Perth without you guys. So keep on rocking.